This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Anthony of Egypt. From the time of Christ's death, those who held to his teachings have been persecuted. The teachings of the apostles were not accepted by the Jewish leaders or by the pagan rulers in Rome. Persecution of Christians finally ended officially when the Roman Emperor Theodosius I proclaimed Christianity the official religion of the empire in 380 AD. During the periods of persecution, many devout Christians had grouped into communities to practice their religious faith. If they were arrested, the highest act of faith they could make was to accept martyrdom, which carried with it eternal reward in heaven. But now that the state accepted Christianity and provided instant membership in the Christian church through baptism, many Christians started to relax in their religious practices. This led others who were more devout to say that in earlier times they were in danger from the pagan state which had fought to destroy the church, but now the devout Christians had to fight against the worldly life offered by the state. Anthony of Egypt was one who desired to be perfect, and this decision led him to adopt a way of life which influenced not only many people during his lifetime, but well into the Middle Ages and to this present day. Anthony was born in 251 AD. His parents died before he was 20, and he was left with the responsibilities of caring for his younger sister and a large estate. While attending church one day, he heard the words Christ spoke to the young rich man. Anthony immediately sold his lands, provided for the care of his sister, and gave the rest of his wealth away. Then he took up the life of a hermit and lived outside his village, where he spent his day in reading, prayer, doing manual work, and imitating the holy lives of others. The people of his village noticed his holiness and often came to ask for his advice and prayers. The devil also brought temptations in the form of thoughts suggesting that he relax his fasting and penances and enjoy thoughts of impurity. Anthony remained firm with God and even decided to challenge and confront the devil in his own territory, which was a remote, desolate area of tombs and grave sites. An actual battle took place in which the devil physically attacked Anthony, leaving him half dead. Then Anthony was mentally tormented by images of ferocious animals. When he repulsed these, God immediately healed his wounds and eased his mind. Anthony asked God, "Where were you? Why didn't you come at the beginning of all this, so I would not have suffered all these pains?" God's voice replied, "I was right here, but I waited to see your battle. Now, because you did not surrender, I will be your helper and will make you known everywhere." Anthony decided to travel further into the desert, where he lived in an abandoned fort. He grew some food in a small garden and ate that which was brought by friends several times a year. For 20 years the devil struggled to conquer him. Their voices could be heard even by those who waited outside, desiring that Anthony allow them to join him in his way of life. As still more came seeking his leadership, they decided to break down the doors and take him by force. Anthony heard their pleadings and agreed to instruct them. As the result, many men gathered together in loose groups called monasteries, where they could be alone with God, but still be guided by Anthony as he traveled among them. Everyone occasionally gathered together for Anthony's instructions about God and the devil. Each of them desired to conquer not so much the evils of society, but the devil who tries to enter the soul, remove the desire for God, and then lead the soul to hell. Anthony revealed that help should be asked of Christ through the power of the cross. He said, "The devils are simply cowards and deathly afraid of the sign of our Lord's cross, since it was on the cross that the Savior stripped them and made an example of them. We must always keep our thoughts upon the things of the Lord and let our soul rejoice in hope." The idea of these monasteries spread quickly into Europe and was the means by which spiritual and intellectual growth continued after the fall of Rome through the Middle Ages. Anthony died in 356 AD at the age of 105. He was buried in a grave in the desert of Egypt. His body was thought to have been found many years later and transported to France, where it remains today. Each of us does battle with the devil. He may come to us in thoughts of pride, selfishness, anger, or impurity. He can be defeated since God's grace is available for our use. We must decide to do good and avoid that which is evil.